I'm Ron Delachiesa from WCRB in Boston, bringing you a live Boston Symphony concert from the Koussevitzky Music Shed at Tanglewood. And this concert will continue in just a couple of minutes with Beethoven's Great Ninth Symphony. The soloists include soprano Katie Van Cotten, mezzo-soprano Tamara Mumford, tenor Russell Thomas, and bass baritone John Relier, and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus prepared by BSO choral director James Burton. While Beethoven's Ninth Symphony has a regular place on orchestra programs around the world today and is an annual presence here at Tanglewood, it remains helpful to remember the circumstances under which the composer wrote the piece. Beethoven became familiar with Friedrich Schiller's poem Ode to Joy while he was still a teenager, and it's easy to imagine why. Living through an age of upheaval throughout society, along with his own troublesome upbringing with an alcoholic, abusive father, the inspirational message of hope Schiller wrote would bolster anyone's mood in the face of difficulty. When the London Philharmonic commissioned a new symphony from the composer, he took the ideas he had been formulating around that same poem for some time and built the structure of a symphony. From its tumultuous, frightful opening, the piece progresses into a dance, one of such intensity that it turns the elegance of the classical minuet of the previous generation upside down. The slow movement that follows is as beautiful as anything Beethoven wrote. After the finale opens, in a representation of chaos and disorder, the themes that follow, which Beethoven cleverly embedded throughout the first three movements, come together with Schiller's words. And we're about to hear it coming on stage, our music director, Andres Nelsons, to continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert at Tanglewood with Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 from WCRB.
Good afternoon, dear friends, dear friends of music, dear friends of Tanglewood and of Boston Symphony Orchestra, and everyone who is this afternoon here. I just simply wanted to say how fantastic again this wonderful summer season of our wonderful Tanglewood Festival has been also this year, and I wanted to say thank you so much to all of you who have come. There are many, I know, of you who have come almost every weekend, and also some who come only for one concert. It's so wonderful to see you, and we wanted to express a huge thanks. And I see it's so many people on their umbrellas. It's not over there, so it's wonderful. I wanted to wish also our fantastic Boston Symphony Orchestra and also the chorus, Tanglewood Festival Chorus, are wonderful, because this is the last concert of our season. Wonderful holiday. Thank you. Yeah, so wonderful vacation, because you've been very, very busy, but very wonderfully engaged all as every year and every summer. I want to say thanks from my side to the orchestra I love so much, and of course also to our wonderful audiences. And I, at the end, because now we play, as you know, Beethoven Ninth Symphony. It always, I think, before such a piece which has such a symbolic meaning, I think we always think what we can change in our lives, or how should we approach certain things in life. And I think this piece by Beethoven and the last movement by Schiller, this ode to joy, to everyone being a brother and everyone being friendly and everyone being together and peaceful, and I think it's something very, very important nowadays, which we need. Yeah, thank you very much, and I think again, as music is something which brings all nationalities, it goes beyond nationalities, beyond any borders. It brings us together with this wonderful idea of collaboration of peace and love. And I wish you a wonderful, wonderful winter season, and looking forward to see you also in winter in Boston, but also, of course, next summer here in Tanglewood. And thank you for being our great, great friends. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.